Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And kind of in the same vein about what demand there is for certain sports in the area, but particularly when it comes to the kinds of things that your kids are involved in. There was a very well-done story out of the Kansas City Star this morning done by Sarah Ritter about a couple of hockey arenas that are being proposed pretty close to each other in Johnson County. And this is where we need to hear from parents about whether your kids are involved in youth hockey. I am shocked at some of the numbers that are in this story. When you talk about the amount of interest there is in youth hockey here, I didn't know that. For those of you that might have insight, we'd love to hear from you. Out of the Star, two rival hockey arenas are proposed within 10 miles of each other in Johnson County. While the developers compete to break ground first, the state of Kansas is poised to make a crucial decision determining the fate of both projects. So one of these is in South Overland Park at the Blue Hawk site at 159th Street and U.S. 69. That's a $400 million hockey arena, multi-sports complex, and retail hub. The other is in Olathe, former site of the Great Mall of the Great Plains, I-35 and 151st Street. That's a $300 million project called Mentum that includes a hockey arena and other sports, entertainment, and retail amenities. I think that's important to note that these aren't just the arenas, that there's retail and other things going on besides just the arenas. Some elected officials and residents are questioning whether Johnson County could support one new gleaming hockey arena, let alone two. The financing here gets complicated. To me, the more interesting question is demand, but I'll explain the financing to you. That's not really the discussion we're going to have, but just so you know, the reason the Star is doing the story. Neither can proceed as planned without Kansas sales tax revenue or STAR bonds designed to reimburse developers for building major tourism attractions. But that program has come under fire. State officials say the future is uncertain. The state will get to decide whether the projects get those incentives, determining one, whether one, both, or neither hockey arena is built. So the final call is going to be on the state, unless those developers are content to do it without state money. I don't know how much state money accounts for those costs that we were giving you. So a decision on the Overland Park plan could come as early as this month. The Overland Park project, the Olathe project's been stalled because of an ongoing lawsuit that attorneys have said could put the STAR bond money in jeopardy. Okay, let's talk a little bit about these two projects and the demand for each. Keeping in mind, wait till we give you some of the numbers about what experts think could be drawn to these sites. So in Olathe, for those who don't know, Lamar Hunt Jr. owns the Kansas City Mavericks. His company is Loretto Sports Ventures. It is set to run the arena in Olathe. So that's important. The Mavericks connection is important. That would be 4,000 seats, would serve as the home base of the Kansas City Youth Hockey Association. Olathe apparently got a head start in requesting the STAR bonds, which would maybe put them ahead. So they would get reimbursed for $40 million on the cost of the arena. Overland Park would get $34 million, requesting $77 million from the state. Let me scroll down to numbers here about what the demand is for these arenas. Okay, demand for hockey. There's a whole section in here. So they say hockey, particularly youth hockey, is a really big attraction for multi-states that it would draw, and that one of these projects would draw 3.1 million people a year.
What?
3.1 million
what?
Visitors. That would be the Overland Park one. A study for the Olathe project said 2.2 million people would visit each year.
So if they both are built,
yes,
are they saying 5 million plus people would use these two hockey arenas?
Youth hockey.
Youth? This isn't even to get a team.
So there aren't specifics in here about what the Overland Park arena would necessarily be used for, but there are statements in here saying you need two sheets of ice for this to be competitive.
Okay. My question as we're going through this, because we had a long conversation and we had to put it to a stop earlier. is there that much demand for hockey ice in Kansas?
In
Johnson County?
Yeah.
What?
Keeping in mind also, these arenas could be used for other sports. So and as they point out here, I mean, you've got the Hy-Vee Arena in the West Bottoms, the old Kemper, that does a dozen basketball courts. You know, you've got other places for there to be youth sports, but there's no ice. There's one in Shawnee. There's a rink in Shawnee, but there's not a lot of ice in Johnson County.
576-7798. And I was blown away by some of these numbers, but how much demand is there for youth hockey ice in this area? I mean, does the Silverstein Eye Center, the one in Independence, do they play youth hockey there? I assume it's one of the only sheets of ice around.
There's a youth hockey arena attached to the Silverstein Eye Center's arena. So it's like a community ice center is what they call it.
But outside of that one in Shawnee that you mentioned, Jamie, who in Olathe wants to drive to Independence?
But if you really want to play hockey,
yeah,
I guess that's where you're going.
And the idea that you would bring in that many people from, just throwing this out there, Nebraska,
yeah,
along with Kansas and Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, like this region, that is fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. Again, I know if I were to take a map of the United States, Jamie, and I was to draw a line over Kansas and then Missouri, that to me is hockey country. All right. Is Kansas hockey country for kids?
And is it only Kansas? Can Missouri kids, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know who gets to play there. And so are your kids playing hockey? To the parents listening, are your nieces and nephews playing hockey? Is there more interest here in hockey than what I think?
And could this alleviate your, you know, I mean, we can talk about the scheduling coming up afterwards, because if there's this much hockey and this little ice, are you playing games at 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. at night?
Yeah.
Like when you go to tournaments and tournaments come here and they're in Shawnee or they're in Independence, is there a logjam of teams? And how beneficial would this be if one, if not two arenas that had other stuff to go along with it open in Johnson County? Join the conversation, 576-7798. Question is out there right now. Do we have enough youth hockey arenas as two are being proposed in Johnson County?
So the reason the Star did the story was because they are both competing for Kansas money, Kansas incentive money. And it's part of a program that the state's kind of taken another look at to see if maybe it's going to go away. But the state will get the ultimate decision on where some of that money goes. So you've got two projects that are proposed. One's in Olathe, the other's in Overland Park. They're about 10 miles apart. And the story that Sarah Redder did is great and goes really in depth on the demand for youth hockey here, with them saying that you would draw people in from Nebraska, Iowa, both sides of our state line here. It would be a multi-state attraction if you were to get those arenas, but they say you need both sheets of ice to make this work. In fact, that one of them would attract 3.1 million visitors a year, and the other would attract 2.2 million. Now, they're not just hockey arenas. There's also going to be retail there. My guess is if you're going to attract that kind of people, you would need more restaurants. You would need more things to support that. But think about the money that comes in from that, then, mm-hmm. from all those people being in town. But we were both surprised to learn that you would have, I guess it doesn't shock me that you would have one developer wanting to put an arena in, but not two for hockey.
Two seems like a lot, but it sounds like there's a real demand for it because, I mean, basketball courts are one thing. Like, you can put mm-hmm. several basketball courts, you know, back to back to back to back, like they do downtown at the old Kemper. But hockey is big.
Yeah.
You know, hockey is really, really big. You can't put as many, so you might need extra buildings to do this.
Yeah.
And the amount of people coming in town for travel hockey and hotels and rental cars and restaurants and what you would build right around it, it really would make some money. I think it's a great idea. 576-7798. Do we have enough? Let's go to Scott. You're on KMBZ. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Wicket. We have more than enough. I grew up in Canada in a town of 800 people. We had four ice services, and it was run 24 hours a day.
I believe it.
24 hours a day.
Now, Scott, that's Canada. This is Kansas.
But the population density, you got to look at how much people. I mean, Canada only has the same population as California. So if you put it in Johnson County, I think it'll go. Then you have other things like lacrosse. they put boards on the ice and they use it for lacrosse. I couldn't skate, so I had to play lacrosse. So they got lacrosse, they got figure skating, they turn them into roller skating rinks. It's a multi-purpose unit once you ice rinks.
You think this would be a good idea in Johnson County? Do you think we need two?
I think we need two. I have a friend right now whose little girl plays hockey, and they're from Independence, and they travel all through Missouri, Iowa, all over the place. These are like the parents who get into this are passionate, so they're willing to travel.
Man, I tell you what.
It's new to this area. Kind of new. Hockey, it's been in this area, but if we had an NHL team, you could fill those two things up all the time.
Thank you for your phone call, Scott. Thank you so much.
So the developer of the Olathe project said that in Olathe, he points out the need for a hockey arena to host up to 64 team tournaments every year. He said hockey is an interstate tourism generator. It would draw teams from the region, including Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. He said, in my opinion, two sheets of ice, both in his project, he say, that's important to point out, is enough for the Kansas City Youth Hockey Association's growth. He's vying for his project. Mm-hmm. He says they can do it all in one. They said there's a customer base of about 1,100 young players, which is an increase of about 300 since that association started 4 years ago. The teams play in Independence at the Kansas City Ice Center in Shawnee and at the Line Creek Community Center and Ice Arena north of the river. In Independence, they attract 290,000 visitors a year. And these would attract a heck of a lot more than that. And that's a bigger arena. I mean, that's 5,800 seats. Although one of these is going to be 4,000 seats. I don't know the Overland Park location as well. I like the idea of putting something in Great Mall of the Great Plains because that mall has been closed for a while. So I like the idea of putting something there. I'm just surprised. And what it may come down to is we don't have the demand for both. It is just which project is going to win. Mm-hmm. Which project, both developers want their project to win. They're both competing for state money. It's whoever wins.
When you have Lamar Hunt Jr. Mm-hmm. in your corner, who currently already owns a minor league hockey team on the other side of the state, you probably have a lot more momentum. And I don't know the owner of the other league, and I'm not saying that person or the other arena project would be a bad owner of anything. But when you got that guy behind you, you have a bit of a head start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have some momentum. I clicked on the Kansas Youth Hockey Association. I'm trying to figure, it's kind of a confusing website, but there are a lot of teams. There are a ton of teams that play at all hours of the day and all over the state. Like, we got a lot of, I guess I undersold this in my head. We have more hockey interest around here than I ever would have believed.
Here's a question that I'm going to ask at 10:26 before we go to news.
45 seconds before the news.
Somebody asked, would you let your kid play hockey? It's a question that, as we're talking about, as you and I talked about mm-hmm. the other day, about head injuries. And I don't, admittedly, I'm a hockey fan, but it doesn't get the attention that football gets in terms of hitting your head. Is there concern that as we learn more about CTE and as we dissuade our kids more from sports where you're more likely to get hit like that, are we going to see interest in youth hockey take a downturn a bit? I don't know how dangerous. I mean, you're on ice, but I don't know how dangerous those hits are.
They don't hit in youth hockey.
Okay.
I do not believe, especially when you are talking about 16 and under, and maybe somebody who can speak to this better can call at 576-7798. I don't think you can check in youth hockey. I don't think 8-year-olds are out there slamming each other into the boards. Now, if they fall, they have helmets on. If they hit their heads on the ice, that can still ring a bell. That's what we always call it, right? But I don't think the violence that you see in football and the collisions you see in football doesn't happen in youth hockey, to my knowledge. And if anybody knows better, call us at 576-7798.
But in the grand scheme of sports, you're going to let your kids play. Are you looking at that as another one where you're like, maybe not that one.
Absolutely.
Pick something else. Not that one.
Mm-hmm.
Not football, not hockey, maybe not rugby, maybe not soccer. I don't know what they're going to play.
If you know, call us and let us know. You know, is hockey being coached and are we regulating, like for lack of a better term, the way kids play hockey the way we do with football? It's Midday with Jamie and Wickett. We'll get to that coming up on the other side. Right now we go to the news. Here's Brian Locke.
576-7798. To the phones we go, talking about the proposed two youth hockey arenas in Johnson County, one in Overland Park and one in Olathe. It's on our Facebook page from the start, 576-7798. Somebody said, you know, would you let your kids play youth hockey? And we were discussing that. I don't have kids that play hockey, but it would seem like 16 and under couldn't check and it wouldn't be less violent. But I don't know. That's why we've asked some people to dial us up. Let's go to Janet and Lee's Summit. Hi, Janet. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
What's up?
So in youth hockey, it's actually 14 and under now under USA Hockey rules that they are allowed to start checking.
You mean 14 and over?
So there's like 8U, 10U, 12U, 14U, 16U. So 14U at the Bantam level is what it's considered, is where they are starting to. So 13 and 14-year-olds are full check hockey.
For those who don't know the terms you're referring to, full check hockey and checking, for people that don't know hockey, can you explain to people what that means?
It's just like the NHL.
When somebody is on a board, you can slam into them.
Okay.
Yes.
At 13?
Yes, at 13.
So your son plays. How do you feel about that?
Well, they are taught how to check and take a check legally. So, I mean, it's scary as a parent, but you have to trust that your kid is well aware on the ice of when a check is coming. And they are taught. They do know how to take a check.
Man, that's 13 years old. Wow, interesting. Jana, thank you so much for your phone call. Let's go to Kurt in Overland Park. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. You got kids to play hockey?
I do. We have a 16-year-old. He's played for 11 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of travel hockey.
A lot of travel hockey we've done. But to kind of back up what she was saying a little bit, they do start checking at 13 and 14, right, when they become a Bantam. But there's a couple things on that. Our son has played for 11 years. He's had three sports injuries, two from baseball, one from football.
None from hockey.
Not in hockey. And one of our friends that plays now got his knee hurt in football last week and made the same comment. His son's played 2 years of football, had two injuries, now injured. 11 years of hockey, never injured. They teach them to start hitting properly before they become Bantams, so they start prepping them for that. And it's not a sport where you go out just to hit somebody. It's to move somebody off the puck. And if coaches are doing their job, which for the most part we found out they do, the kids aren't out there hitting, trying to just hurt somebody. It's not a sport where it's like football, where your job is to go out and hit somebody on every play. And so I kind of wanted to just back up when you talk about the injury piece of it. We don't see a ton of injuries. We've had some kids get injured, just like in any sport. But I coached baseball for a long time and saw just as many injuries, if not more, in baseball from certain things, getting hit by balls and different things like that.
And Kurt, we're not advocating one way or the other, to play hockey or not play youth hockey. But what people have told me about football, and I'm certainly not the expert, so I'll listen to the people who tell me this, is that you don't necessarily have to get an identifiable injury in order to be in danger from the sport. You know what I mean? You don't, like, because in football, the first thing we talk about is a concussion. That is an identifiable injury from being hit in the head. Well, you don't necessarily have to have a concussion to have had some danger from being hit. You know what I mean? So just because there aren't injuries doesn't mean it's safe.
Oh, that's correct. But, you know, if you look at, there's more injuries from soccer, from head injuries.
We can have that discussion, though. Right now we're talking about hockey.
Yeah, no. But I'm just making a comment on the hockey piece of it. Yeah, there's the injuries piece of it. I'm just giving you my point of view from playing. Our son's 16. He's played 11 years. We don't see the injuries. Is there some? There's some, but I don't see it anymore. In fact, I see it less than most of the other sports. I think you see less. I think the boards are meant to take hits, so when they hit people into the boards give. That's why you hear them. They sound like it's worse than it is, even in the pros. But we just see less injuries with hockey.
I wonder, in the day-to-day playing of the sport, it's just a really physical sport. From where I sit, and again, I'm certainly no expert, and from what people have said, you don't have to have injuries for it to be, tough on a kid's body.
Well, sure. I mean, they're skating. They're on ice, and they're skating, putting full force effort. A lot of people talk about how they only go out for a minute or less. That's because they're basically sprinting out there for that time. But I see these kids in better shape because of that, and so it tends to be less injuries that we see from it. I'm just telling you from firsthand information. We don't see the injuries that we do in a lot of the other sports.
And, Kurt, let me ask you a quick question. Do you, getting back to the original part of this conversation, do we have enough ice? I mean, you kids played hockey for 11 years. I'm sure you got jammed up and there's waiting time and, you know, you're playing at all hours of the day. Do we have enough ice in Kansas City for youth hockey?
No, it's a growing sport. And I'll tell you, the other piece of it, we live out in Johnson County. We live out South Johnson County. And used to be Pepsi Ice here. And then when it closed, everything moved down to KCIC and out in Independence. What we saw was a lot of the Johnson County or Overland Park kids, especially in the South, wasn't getting the draw from kids because you have to travel quite a bit to go practice 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away. But there was a ton of tournaments here in Overland Park when that facility was opened, figure skating, the shuffleboard. I'm trying to think of it on ice.
Curling.
Curling. They had the curling sports out there going on. That's a whole other conversation of why that rink closed. But there was other reasons. It wasn't because they weren't getting enough business. That was not what happened. But
Why did it close then? If it was successful and it was convenient for people in Johnson County like yourself, why do you think it closed?
Right. Well, what happened was they had a couple of the compressors go out. And here's the story I heard, and that when they claimed the insurance from the first time, and when it went out the second time, the insurance wouldn't pay for the compressors. They didn't use the money to fix them properly, and they didn't have the money to put in new compressors. And so they tried to sell the arena, and there were some parents and people, business people, got together that were going to try to buy it. They didn't do that, and they turned it into the multi-purpose facility out there now. But I can tell you, out in Johnson County out here south, there's absolutely a room for at least one more rink out here. Because Independence is thriving out there when they put that rink in, and you'll see a boom out here in hockey again. So yeah, no, absolutely, we thoroughly. But now we're hockey people and we're hockey families. Of course, we want it, so we're a little bit biased. But I do think it would be an absolute good fit out here in Johnson County.
Hey, Kirk, thank you for the phone call, man. We appreciate you getting in. 576-7798 or text 22980.
We'll see. I guess.
Yeah, I had no idea there was so much demand for hockey in Johnson County. If there was in that arena that he's talking about, if it died, and it was because of compressors, you know, and all that stuff, I don't even want to get into that. There obviously would be a demand for it, and it's a right. I mean, the numbers are growing.
But do we need both? And it's going to be a matter of whether the state is probably only going to put money into one of them.
Yeah.
And so will the developer of the one who doesn't get the money from the state, is that's how we'll know what kind of demand there is if the one who doesn't get money from the state, if that developer says, we think it's going to be so successful that we'll make up that money on our own and build it anyway. That's how you'll know what kind of demand there is. If we end up getting one or if we end up getting two.
Somebody on the Facebook page said, if it's a great idea, one should cowboy up and build it without any assistance from the taxpayers. Again, I know that people hate the idea of borrowing money from the state or the state awarding money for projects that will eventually become a boon for the area. This makes sense. Listening to the statistics and listening to the numbers and talking to hockey moms and dads and seeing comments come in all over, this makes total sense for Johnson County. Plus, you could pull kids in from Lawrence, you know, if you put it on that.
That's what I want to know. What does Lawrence have? Do we pull in from Lawrence? I assume we do, but I have no idea what Lawrence has for ice facilities.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an easy, quick drive
right.
from Lawrence. Yeah. That's under 30 minutes.
And it sounds like Kurt said, you know, you got to drive to practice 20, 30 minutes anyway.
Right.
You know, why not, you know, drive in from Lawrence and go to this one here in Johnson County? It totally makes sense. And our good buddy John Stoner from Queer Eye, who came in with his daughter, he commented, said, I know Line Creek Arena stays busy. I had the pleasure of meeting all the hockey and ice skaters. Remember, his daughter was an ice skater. Families last the few years. I had no idea how big that world is until my daughter decided to skate. If you want to read about it, it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.